The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now today, 1st of October, is International Day of Older Persons. By 2030, 1.4 billion elderly people globally will outnumber youth. A big rise in 2017 when that figure stood at 962 million. The organisation earlier today, they're the organisation that supports older people, launched their pre-budget submissions, as they do every year. And to get an insight into what life is like for older people in Ireland, I'm joined by Alone CEO Sean Moynihan. How are you doing, Sean? Good to see you again.
Thanks very much.
And Christy Jackson, who sort of enjoys the services of Alone. I suppose that's the best way to put it, is it, Christy?
It certainly is.
So let's find out a little bit about you. Christy, so you're on a contributory pension, are you?
I'm on a non-contributory pension.
Pension, right, okay.
Which means that I get assessed every 6 months or sometimes a year. And it varies depending on what my...
Situation is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What age
when
are you?
I moved to Alone, when I became a tenant with Alone, my whole situation changed financially and, you know.
Okay. What age are you?
I'm 72.
Okay. Sean, I suppose the thing that'll shock people, I was shocked when I heard it, is that the contributory pension, which is €248.30 a week, is below the poverty line in Ireland.
Yeah, I think the thing we do this year, we'll work with around 8,000 people, and the top three things people come to us is health and social isolation, housing, and then finance. And ultimately is people, around 44% of older people just have the state pension as income. Now, you can survive on it, but people like Christy, you tell their story well about what happens is if anything goes wrong, you're in trouble. If your health is compromised, if your housing is compromised, if you can't afford the upkeep of thing, unfortunately for some people, obviously, if you have a partner and they pass away, you lose all that love and support, but you also lose half your income.
Yes.
And it becomes a problem. So for us, it's where we're a service organisation who campaigns, all of our proposals are pre-budgets and we managed to get it down to one page. It comes actually from the work. It comes from the experience of working with the people like Christy and then trying to be a voice for them.
So you're looking for an increase of €7 in the state pension?
Yeah, I think the reality is there was a commitment from everybody that the state pension should be at a level of that is linked to the average industrial wage. Right? And it isn't. It's well below. It was to be 35% of the average industrial wage. And we're sort of saying over three budgets, get it to that 35% to give people some type of floor underneath them.
I suppose more and more people are living in different circumstances. Like traditionally, people would have, got married, bought a house, lived out their lives in that house and so on like that. And now people aren't living that way. You were in rented accommodation, Christy.
I was in rented accommodation. I'm in rented accommodation now with a loan.
Yes, I know.
But prior to that, I was in private accommodation and the accommodation was dire. There was no hot water. There were no means of having a shower. I used to go to the local public baths, just have a wash and have a swim. It was completely dire. Alone came to visit me, saw my situation and took me under their wing. And it's since I've moved to Alone, I have to say, my mental health and my physical health is completely changed.
It was a big moment for you when you met the people from Alone. Yeah.
Huge. It's lots of people have started noticing it in, you know, the way I speak and manner, you know, I'm just a happier person.
Yeah,
I feel very, very comfortable, very comfortable.
And you spent a number of years in London and then you came back.
I was in Artane. When I left Artane on my 16th birthday, I was introduced to my mother, who was at the bottom of the gates of Artane School, who took me to England.
Right. And did you always want to return?
My heart is Irish.
Yes, your heart is Irish, right. Okay.
In a big, big way.
Yeah, yeah.
I played music in a band, trombone in the Artane band. So that helped me over there because I found other musicians. Yeah. enjoying a couple of things. But if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have had anything.
Mm.
But I, coming back to Ireland, I always wanted to come back. I used to come back for holidays and just travel all around. But I was brought back on a safe home programme, which the government ran at the time. But when we got here, I'm not the only person. When we got here, it was cancelled.
Okay.
So I ended up walking the streets of Dublin. I had to get a hotel, lived in a hotel for 9 months because I wasn't entitled to any social welfare or anything for 9 months, or so they told me. After the 9 months, they helped me out after I got advice from a politician.
Okay.
But now it's although I'm happy, I have to stress I'm happy now where I am, but I have to stress that on the financial side, I'm not a beggar and I'm not looking for much. It's terrible. An example was yesterday. I went to the bank because I have, on the first of each month, today being the 1st of October, I had to pay €25 life insurance. It went through. I ended up with €4 left. And that's, that €4 is going to feed me. Okay, I've got enough food in for 2 days, but that has to feed me until I get my next pension.
When is that?
I get a small Irish pension on a Friday, but once a month I get an English pension.
Okay.
The English pension is index linked, so if inflation goes up, let's say 3%, I get 3%.
Okay.
On my pension.
Is poverty an issue that we not overlook, but we don't consider among older people as much as we should?
I think it is. I think it's like a lot of things that go on with older people, where lack of home help, where we've got lack of housing, or where people are living in poor conditions, all of which are in government statistics, is a lot of it's behind doors. It's like the loneliness. People can't see it. People like Christian, very brave to come and tell a story, is you know, cope. The fact that he's put €25 aside, you know, actually for a life pension to bury himself, right, means then he made that decision, which means then he has to do without something else.
Yeah.
And these are the decisions, things. The if we get big increases in energy costs, the same thing. People have to make trade-offs. Will I stop maintaining the house so much because I have the heating on, or what will I do? And that's what we sort of visualise. And our experience and the lens we see, because we generally work with more marginalised things, there are so many positive stories about older people, you know, still running marathons in their 70s,
yes,
still doing all of these great things.
We met Bridie last week, 88, and still
and look,
contributing in a huge way out in
exactly.
Talent.
Exactly. But then, unfortunately, then there are different journeys that people go on, and we have to recognise that that's where it is. We support Bridies. We do a woman who did, we've over 2,000 volunteers who visit and give practical support and social activities to older people. And we had a volunteer in her mid-70s trained last week because we had supported a neighbour from two roads down from her who died recently, who was 88. And at 75, she says, do you know what? I'd like to get involved in that. So she's there to help older people at 75. It's just people have been on a different journey.
Yeah, I'm at home with no heating or electric until Friday, until I get the money to top up my car. And of course, winter is a tough time, Christy, isn't it? It's, when you were at your lowest...
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Right.
Because until I met Alone, I was with Karanui, which is a government agency to look after people that were institutionalised from a young age. And I was on a bus about 3 days a week. I go on a train or a bus and I travel all around just to keep warm and just to keep occupied. And it was when I was on one of those buses that Karanui phoned me up and said, you need to see Alone. Now, I'd never heard of Alone before that. But it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, I can tell you that.
So you just go nowhere in particular,
just take the crossword with me.
And you had free travel, did you, at the time, yeah?
Yeah, you get the bus pass.
Yeah.
I got the bus pass when I was 66.
Yeah. My word.
So... Yeah, but it's
there's somebody else says, I go to bed early every day so I don't waste the heating.
Yeah, I do that quite a lot.
Mm.
I go out walking. I'll pick a different area of Dublin and I'll go for a walk, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours walk, come back, do the crossword, sit there. It's the amount of money that you get will get you there. You won't die, but you do have to sacrifice. You do have to sacrifice.
Sounds like the quality of life is quite
exactly,
poor.
Exactly. And what it does, it affects you mentally.
Yeah.
You know, you're not quite all there, you know. And I found when I'd be in company, I'd be a bit shy or whatever. Not anymore. I'm out now helping other people.
Alone has changed your life.
I did something. I even supplied some tea bags today for a group of
people. And what was it like for you today now? You had to tell your story in front of people at the launch this morning.
I kept... The fact that I went to RTÉ and what caused me to go to RTÉ, I kept a secret until Cara knew it.
Right.
I heard something on a radio, right? I was in England and I heard something on a radio and there was people calling in. It was a talk show. There was people calling in saying that all those people from it that were institutionalised and that all they're after is money. That, you know, it's all... I went mad. I went bananas.
I understand why.
And I was at my sister's house at the time and she went through the same experiences as me. We decided that we would act.
And
I got involved with the Ryan Report and they kept inviting me over to this, that, the other. And that's when they said, come back and live here on the Safe Home programme. And it never happened. And I went to the social services and they had the audacity to turn around and say to me, well, you got some compensation, live on that. And that's what I did for 9 months. I paid my rent, I went living, and fed myself on the money that I was given, which was the redress.
Yeah.
And it was, and the way they treat you, you're treated like a second-class citizen. You go into the social welfare offices, and like I said earlier on today, I'm sure that they're trained to withhold information that you should, that they should be given.
We don't know that. No.
I'm sorry if I'm...
You had a bad experience. There's no doubt about that, but I think a lot of people have good experiences. My husband died. I lost half my income and I'm completely lost. I cannot afford my food and bills. I don't know where to turn. And that's what you were saying, Sean, that if you're in a couple and both of you are getting a pension, then when...
And I think people really, I suppose, I think it's very... You know, we can all relate to Christy, but I think people also need to reflect on the society we build and also realise that as house ownership drops and as we live a different life, how will they pay the rent when they grow old?
Well, that's a
how
big issue, isn't it? That's a big issue.
And we have no right to long-term tenancies.
Because if you look at the average rent there from the 29th of September, it was €1,202. And if you're working, that's difficult enough to manage, but if you're on a state pension, it's impossible.
I don't have the stats for us for the whole of the country. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes people living in rural Ireland can live more difficult because they've got transport costs and distance, and our services in Donegal will always tell that because everything's a distance away. But like in Dublin alone, we've had 145 older people come to us who are on notices to quit.
Right.
You know, this year, and we're not necessarily a homeless agency, do you know what I mean? Like, and there's lots of good agencies in that area, but that's the world we live in.
Because you have people who are separating and they have to, and they're in rental accommodation, whereas traditionally, as I said, they would have owned their own house.
And we've a whole generation coming up who will never buy a house.
No.
And what will that look like? And people talk about the pension, you know, the cost of pension with a lot more older people. And the reality is over the next 20 years, that'll only increase GDP as a percentage, I think, from 16 to 18%. It's actually the payment of the rent and the housing is a much bigger cost.
Yes.
But I think the power of people just understanding that people who have contributed, who've worked all their lives, and who, in some ways, have worked for 40 years that have given us the privilege of the way we live our lives, we've got to realise that, you know, we've got to keep the pension going forward. We've got to give them something reasonable and decent to live on. And we've got to get the right to home care so that if their health isn't great when they're at that thing, we have an ability to bring them home and let them live in.
And are people in power listening to this? Because the political cycle is a 5-year cycle. We're talking about something that's probably 20 years down the line.
I think what the recession robbed us was 10 years of planning for this. I think in a political cycle, what I'd say to you is you meet an awful lot of politicians, an awful lot of public servants who are really genuine in the wanting to bring around change. But the reality is we need to move quicker and we need the pressure on. Opportunities like this hopefully bring it out to a wider public, because all change actually comes from the grassroots. Over 2,000 volunteers working on the ground. We're working with 50 other agencies up and down the country. So the reality of it is change comes from the top, from the bottom up, yeah. And will influence the policy that way. So they may work in a 5-year cycle, but we work in a much longer one. So we, whether I'm here or the next person or the organisations working together, and we all are. Like, so if you take for the right to home care, 22 agencies, we came together, all put in the same pre-budget submission, and we're all saying the same thing to government. So the grassroots are getting together. So okay. I'm an optimist. We will get it changed, but people have to empathise.
Minister Daly, the Minister for Old People, said it is this government's policy to support older people to remain living at home amongst their friends and family and being active participants in their community. We also know this to be the preference of older people in Ireland. Whilst ageing can bring some challenges, I feel strongly that this also presents us with opportunities to bring about improvements in society to facilitate and accommodate our changing needs. Naturally, the state pension is critical to many older people in Ireland. However, the state also provides many supports for older people to address their needs around health, social protection and housing. Support also comes from the community through the local authorities and the not-for-profit sector, which are instrumental in supporting people to remain active and independent as they age. That's you, the not-for-profit sector. So what is that?
NGOs.
NGOs. Where would you be without it?
Well,
Christy. Yeah.
Listen, I have actually, I'm sorry to
go on,
but I've actually been to see politicians about this. I've been on this for almost 9 years, and it's they listen, they talk, but nothing happens.
I just to come back on that is right. The Minister Daly is a fine minister, and to be honest, government cross party support believes in that statement you just read out from the minister's office. I suppose in some ways what we have to work is on the structures to implement those things. Ironically, is we all actually agree with each other. It's about working together to make it happen.
Yeah. Making words become actions.
And Christy, it's all volunteers.
Thanks so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. And mind yourself, won't you? Sean, thank you for coming in as well. That's Sean Moynan, CEO of Alone, and Christy Jackson. Thanks, Christy. 5 on 5, 5 on Ray at RTE.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.